from the bunker at the MTD Radio Studios. I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. The sighting of an armed guard prompted the lockdown of both Roswell hospitals Monday afternoon. It turned out that the armed man was an employee of a security company that does business with Loveless Regional Hospital, that according to Chaffetz County Sheriff Mike Harrington. Nonetheless, it prompted frightening confusion. According to Harrington, authorities were alerted when they got a call
over the radio that there's a possible active shooter at Loveless Hospital. The Roswell Police Department, the Chaffetz County Sheriff's Office, and the State Police all responded to that location. Was told that it was a person wearing all black, had a gun, was pounding on the doors trying to get into the laboratory, and then left in an older model van.
Authorities then searched for the van and found it at the Roswell Walmart.
Come to find out, it is the money bag carriers that are contracted with Loveless, Walmart, and other places to haul the money out of their buildings to the bank.
Harrington thanks the citizens who were alert enough to call authorities. There were 8 more new COVID-19 cases confirmed in Lee County on Monday. That according to the New Mexico Department of Health, the county now has 75 residents who have tested positive for the coronavirus. But of those 75 cases, the state says 21 have been designated as totally recovered. An employee at the waste isolation pilot plant just outside of Carlsbad tested positive Friday for the COVID-19. He was the 4th person tested positive at WIP, that according to the Carlsbad Current Argus. However, the employee was the first not to be a subcontractor. In the 3 other COVID-19 cases, they were subcontractors. Eddy County now has 53 confirmed cases of the coronavirus. State representatives adjourned the special session on Monday by passing a signature bill that will help small businesses. It would be a loan for $75,000. State Representative Jim Townsend of Artesia and Minority Floor Leader explains.
This money that we passed today is directed at small businesses across New Mexico. For example, a radio station could apply for this. It's $75,000. You would pay interest at 2%, interest only for the first 3 years, and then you'd pay the balance.
In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.